Osama bin Laden. We're now joined by Daniel Pipes, director of the Middle East Forum. He's also a visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. What's the aftermath? What happens next?
Good morning, Larry.
Morning.
The aftermath is, we're all going to watch with great interest, two particular matters. One is Pakistan. There's reason to think that this attack, especially one carried out by American operatives on Pakistani soil, will provoke the Pakistani population and could lead to a turn against the government. It could be major consequences in Pakistan. That's one thing. The second thing is terrorism. Will the allies of bin Laden turn on their various operations? Will the sleeper cells awaken? Will we be getting a pushback, blowback, because of this operation? Will this lead to a surge in terrorism? Those are the immediate concerns. The longer term role of killing of Obama, of Osama.
Yeah, Daniel, I was thinking this morning, how many times am I going to make that mistake today? And so far, I've been on the air now for an hour and 7 minutes. I haven't messed it up, but...
I sure did.
Yeah.
They are similar names.
Yeah.
I think in the longer term, the killing of Osama will lead to diminishment of terrorism and increase of political activity by the Islamists. In other words, over time, I think it is becoming clear to people who want to apply the Sharia, Islamic law, that the best way to do this is not by going out and blowing things up, but by working within the system.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this death is part of that transition.
Daniel Pipes is my guest, director of the Middle East Forum. Daniel, what's been the reaction in the Arab and Muslim world to the death of Osama bin Laden? How are people in Turkey responding, and in Jordan responding, and in Yemen responding, and in Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia, Libya? Can you give us some sense of that?
That's a lot of countries. I have not read up on all those countries, but the reports that I have read in places like Saudi Arabia in particular suggest that the reaction is not that strong. It's there are very mixed feelings about it. Osama bin Laden, that he, while on the one hand represented a very stalwart pro-Muslim, anti-Western approach, which many sympathize with, on the other hand, his tactics were not ones that they thought were effective or useful or approved of. So far, there have not been very dramatic consequences. But you listed a lot of countries. While they're all important, I think Pakistan is the key, because that's where this took place. And Pakistan's government is weak. Our connections to it are fairly weak. It did permit, presumably, this operation. But even there's so many question marks, because we learned that Osama bin Laden was not living in a cave. He was living in a very large compound in a very government-controlled area. Were there ties to the military? Intelligence services? Did they shelter him for years and then finally decide to give him up? There's so many peculiar and unanswered questions at this point.
Daniel Pipes is my guest, director of the Middle East Forum, also a visiting fellow at Hoover. I was going to ask you about that. Were you surprised that he was in a mansion and not in a cave somewhere?
I certainly was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it certainly would seem to me the more logical thing to be hiding away. I read that this is some 6-8 times larger than any of the other compounds in the area where he lived, which already was an affluent area, and this caught the attention of outsiders.
Mm-hmm.
There were no communications there, no electronics that could be monitored, but the sheer size of it suggests both that he had patronage from the state and people knew where he was.
Daniel, my sense is that over the last 10 years or so, the support for Osama bin Laden and for al-Qaeda has been declining in most Arab and Muslim countries. The support for the radical parties, the Islamist parties, aside from the Palestinian territories, Hamas, seemed also to be on the decline. Is that your sense of it as well?
Well, I'd agree with you that there's a decline in support for the terrorist approach. I would disagree and say that the nonviolent approach symbolized by the government of Turkey is growing having more and more support.
Mm-hmm.
That this political approach, working for the educational institutions, the political media, philanthropic law courts and the like, that is growing in importance. And I think in the long term that is more threatening to us than this raging kind of violence that Osama bin Laden represented.
Daniel Pipes is my guest, director of the Middle East Forum. Daniel, we have been witnessing over the last weeks and months this conflagration throughout the Muslim world, the toppling of Mubarak, the civil war going on in Libya, what's going on in places like Tunisia. And now Osama bin Laden has been killed. Is there any connection between the two?
There could be. I'm going to be very speculative now. You know, I don't know if this is true what I'm about to say, but it could be that the Saudi government, which broke with bin Laden fully 20 years ago and expelled him and took away his citizenship, it could be that the Saudi government, which is allied to Pakistan, which needs Pakistan, indicated to the Pakistani government, time is up.
Mm-hmm.
Time to get rid of him. Could be.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be because the Saudis are feeling threatened, in particular by Iran, and in particular by the insurrection that has been taking place in Bahrain. It could be a connection.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you there is, but
mm-hmm.
I can certainly envision one. In other words, there is a Cold War in the Middle East between Iran leading one faction, Iran, Syria, Turkey, Qatar, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Saudis leading another faction, which is more or less the rest of the Middle East. And the Saudis feeling pressed, and the Saudis wanting to kind of clean things up. And this was one aspect of it, getting rid of bin Laden.
Daniel Pipes is my guest, director of the Middle East Forum. Daniel, one reaction I heard this morning is, both the Iraq War and the Afghanistan War are now unpopular. Most Americans now think it's not worth continuing the fight. And I've heard more than one or two people say, well, given that Osama bin Laden is now dead, we can now begin withdrawing our troops completely from Afghanistan. What's your reaction to the lesson that some people are drawing from the death of Osama bin Laden?
I would say that he is a minor cog in a very large machine,
mm-hmm.
and that the Islamist threat and the wars that you mentioned in Iraq and Afghanistan are taking place independently of him. So if you're in favor of pulling American troops, yesterday you'll be in favor today and vice versa. If you were against it, you're still against it. He's symbolically and psychologically a very major figure. Operationally, in terms of wars, really very small.
Daniel Pipes, director of the Middle East Forum and distinguished visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution. Daniel, as always, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Larry, for the invitation.
Appreciate
Bye.
It.